there's been a lot of talk about concussions, usually related to this sport. Or this one.
He was charred by Phaneuf, and that is going to draw.
But concussions happen in soccer, too. The U.S. Soccer Federation has recently issued new guidelines banning children 10 and under from heading the ball. Kids between the ages of 11 and 13 can head the ball during practice, but not games. The National Soccer Organization hopes this will help prevent nasty collisions that happen when two players go up for the ball. Remember the 2014 Women's World Cup final?
Two players are down. Hopefully that was not head-to-head. We're so far.
Oh, it was head-to-head, all right. American player Morgan Bryan was kicking the turf in pain. Germany's Alexandra Popp was bleeding. And both got right back into the game. That's not what parents with young kids playing soccer want to see, of course. The new rules are part of a legal settlement between the U.S. Soccer Federation and a group of parents in California. They claimed the organization failed to adequately treat and monitor head injuries. How are the new rules playing out on the field, and what do concussion experts say? Max Nesterak has more.
Turn, Gio, your voice. You're not in the right spot.
I'm standing midfield watching a game between the Nether Orange and the Fishtown Flash just outside Philadelphia. The Orange are about in the middle of the pack this season. They've won some, lost some. This game, they're fighting hard and keeping possession of the ball. They're up 2-0, and their coach, Brennan Grady, is shouting instructions to his players.
Good, can we find another pass? Still with Mies. Good, can we slip her? Settle.
Grady's team is made up of 9-year-old girls, but this isn't herd ball. They're passing, dribbling, and sticking to their positions. This game is also getting pretty physical. I've seen a few elbows thrown, and the ref has called fouls for both sides. And there have been a couple of headers, but mostly the ball stays close to the ground.
Normally there's about one or two. Most of the time the girls will let the ball bounce.
When the game gets to the level where the ball gets in the air, usually around this age, that's when Grady tells me he begins teaching his girls proper technique for heading the ball. The Orange finished 3-1. I asked the team if they like heading the ball, and I got a mixed response.
No!
I talked to a few parents, too. Here's Paul Kalecki, a doctor. His daughter Jennifer is a center back for the Orange.
I think it's a good thing. Concussions research is really important these days, and they have their whole lives to play soccer.
Winger Gianna Bergen's mom, Holly, has two concerns.
While I think that it's, we want to take girls' safety into consideration, I just have a concern with what's it going to do with our level of play.
That's Tommy Wilson's worry, too. He is the director of the Philadelphia Union Development Academy. This is the most elite soccer academy in the area, and his job is to cultivate the next generation of professional soccer players. He's worried this ruling is going to affect his ability to do that.
Players have to be trained to head the ball properly. It's a skill of the game. And the players in the US are behind, we are behind the Frances and Spains and Germanys of this world. And if we neglect one of the most important skills in the game, teaching of that, then we'll fall further behind.
Just about every player I talked to at Coach Wilson's academy said they had had a concussion. He's in charge of 6 elite youth teams, and he says he probably sees about 1 concussion a week. Michael Pellegrino plays on the under-14 team.
Yeah, I got 2 concussions last year. One, I was going up for a header and I got hit in the back of the head. And then the other one, I fell backwards and landed on the back of my head.
The academy has a team of medical professionals standing by to diagnose and treat their players for concussions. Michael told me he had to do baseline testing, which measures his memory, concentration, attention, and problem-solving skills. This is standard protocol in sports medicine now, and once Michael's scores returned to normal, he was allowed to get back into the game. Coach Wilson is from Scotland, where he played professionally back in the 80s and 90s, and was later a coach for the Scotland national team. I asked him if he ever got a concussion.
I think so, but I was never diagnosed. I was pushed off the field once and hit my head off a barrier, and just went back on, and I was dazed for a few days and had headaches.
That sounds a lot like a concussion.
Dizziness, visual difficulties, balance is off, feeling mentally foggy, maybe a headache, feelings of nausea, fatigue.
That's Rosemary Scalero Moser, a neuropsychologist and director of the Sports Concussion Center of New Jersey.
Basically, any change in consciousness may signify a concussion.
She says we don't have good data on how many kids get concussions from soccer each year. But according to one study, more than 45,000 high school soccer players sustained concussions in 2010, more than baseball, basketball, and wrestling combined. A good portion is related to heading the ball, but the ball is not usually the culprit. Most concussions come from players colliding with other players.
Head-to-head, person-to-person, knee-to-head.
Those kinds of concussions seem less easy to prevent with rule changes. In addition to the ban on headers, the new rules also change the substitution rule, so that players leaving the field because of a head injury will not count as a substitution. And they call for a medical professional to diagnose and treat the head injury. This, Coach Wilson says, is a good thing.
I like those. I think those are sensible.
But these rules only apply to member teams of the U.S. Soccer Federation. That means elite national teams. For many youth teams, however, these rules are not rules, but recommendations. The U.S. Soccer Federation doesn't have control over many clubs at the local level. But many coaches tell me these teams are likely to follow suit.
1, 2, 3, never!
For The Pulse, I'm Max Nesterak.